Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. My name is Jason Dias, coming to you live today from my studio in New Braunfels, Texas. And the reason I don't normally tell you that, but I'm telling you that today, is because, of course, where I live, we don't have GTE Financial. Now, I know you can bank with GTE Financial anywhere in the world, but as far as joining the credit union, well, I live in Texas, so it can be a bit of a challenge. Now, speaking of challenges, complaints are part of any large brand. In a fast-moving, ever-changing banking world, things will happen. Things are going to occur that are going to make people call or take to Facebook or whatever to complain. Now, we can't stop people from complaining. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of customers, just like Frost Bank does, my bank, Frost Bank. And just like GT Financial does, thousands and thousands and thousands of customers, we can't stop people from complaining. What we can control is how we handle them. So today we're going to do one of my favorite things. We're going to listen to a real interaction between myself and my bank, because just the other day, holding it right here in my hand, I got a letter in the mail from Frost Bank that says, check card reissued. Now, my check card was reissued a couple years ago after the Target hack, and then I had over $700 the Saturday before the Super Bowl on my card, which was not mine. I don't have a membership at Sam's Club. Now, of course, the bank, they give you your money back right away. You have to fill out a little form saying, hey, this wasn't me. Not a lot of questions are asked, and so they reissued the debit card. But then I got this, thinking, well, this must be for that old situation. And it's not. It's another debit card reissue. And it comes with these cryptic instructions about, well, you won't really be able to use your card starting April 6th, but you'll sort of be able to use it until you get your new one. Very, very confusing. And this will be the third debit card I've had in less than 2 years. And so very, very frustrating. Especially when you think of how many things in my life are connected to my debit card. And, you know, my Netflix account and PayPal account and a bunch of other things are all connected to my debit card. I've been a customer of Frost Bank since 1999, so 17 years. I will be very honest with y'all. Generally, the service has been very, very good. I've not had a lot of issues with Frost Bank, but I'm going to call them, and you're going to get to listen in, and let's see how they handle this, because this is technically a complaint. I'm complaining because this is going to be the third time I got to go through this whole rigmarole of resetting everything, and come on, don't we all have better things to do? And then to make matters worse, I went and looked through all of their social media feeds, and they didn't place any of this information out there. It is rare that I even open up mail. I know when I'm expecting something from the bank, and I know what my statement looks like, although I don't get a banking statement per se anymore, but for some reason on my savings account, I do get a statement and a paper statement. And I can usually tell when it's an insurance thing or they're trying to sell me something. It was just on a caprice that I even opened this. So last time I tested the call this morning and it said two-minute waiting time. So let me see if I have any fill, and I'm going to go ahead and call them real quick.
Thank you for calling Frost Bank. All of our representatives are busy, but your call is important to us. Your estimated wait time is less than 2 minutes.
All right, less than 2 minutes.
Sign up for My Frost Online Banking for immediate access to your personal or business accounts. So, use your ATM check card to...
have to listen to all of that, but less than 2 minutes is not terribly
.com.
Bad.
Oh, you may also use our automated line for quick access. Press 0 for this option or remain on...
Wasn't too bad.
Thank you for calling Frost. My name is Jesus. How can I help to make your day better?
Yes, sir. What is your name again? I couldn't hear you.
My name is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, listen, man. I'm a customer at the bank. Been there since 1999. Generally pretty happy with everything, but not so happy this particular moment. I got a letter in the mail the other day. At the very top, of course, it has Frost. And then on the side, it says check card reissued. And it says, we received information that you used your Frost check card at Landry's Incorporated restaurant, whose data has been compromised. Out of an abundance of caution, we're sending you a new card, which you will receive by April 11th, 2016. I have not been to Landry's in over 2 years.
Well, it's not necessarily just Landry's, sir. Landry's Incorporated is associated with many different restaurants. They're associated with Saltgrass, they're associated with the Town of Americas, and Rainforest Cafe, Cadillac Bar. They're associated with a lot of other little side restaurants that people go to. So if you've gone to any of those places in the last few months, their systems have been breached, and they stole a bunch of debit cards and credit cards, and unfortunately yours was part of it.
Okay, I haven't been to any of those restaurants, but I understand what you're saying. It's, you're just trying to be overly cautious, which I totally get. Now, this is the part that sort of confused me, Jesus. It says beginning April 6th, 2016, it says I'm going to get my card by the 11th, but beginning April 6th, 2016, you will have restricted access to your current Frost check card. For your protection, signature and online transactions will not be approved. ATM and debit transaction using your PIN will continue to be approved. Upon activation of your new card, you'll be able to perform all I wouldn't use both cards. I would never keep two cards.
Mm-hmm. No, so what's going to happen? Yes, your card is scheduled to be restricted on the 6th. Now, we did send out the debit cards on Friday the 25th. We sent them out that day. You should probably be receiving it maybe like on the 1st, which was tomorrow, or the latest you'll probably be receiving is around the 4th or 5th of April. That's when you should probably be receiving the card. So by the time that card is scheduled to be restricted, you should have the new one already.
All right, because I just won't be using that one. I'll just destroy that one and start using the new one. There was something else that sort of bugged me about this whole thing. I went and scrolled through a lot of your social media feeds on Facebook and elsewhere, and I didn't see anything about this. You have to understand, Jesus, it is very rare that I even open mail. I know when I'm expecting something from Frost, and I mean, I would have just been minding my own business one day using my debit card and would have been told, hey, I'm sorry, we can't accept your card, and that would have been could have been a whole nother headache. I just wish you guys would use – I mean, I check social media far more often than I check the mail, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. So now, if we do have a email on file for your account or your company or your account in general, you would have received an email as well.
Okay,
but
so
I
that's
know
possible
if that if,
too. That's possible too. And when I – I mean, like I said, I've been a – customer there since 1999. The email I gave back then, next time I think about it, I'll call and update all that stuff. But yeah, it's just, you have to understand that for people like me and lots of people, our debit cards are connected to everything, our Netflix account, our iTunes account. And this is the third time now, the Target hack, you reissued a new one. My card got used without my consent in January at a Sam's Club in San Antonio. I've never had a Sam's Club membership. Now, you guys gave me my money right back. That was great. Is this finally going to be the smart card, the chip card?
If it's a personal account, sir, yes. If you're getting that, if this was for your personal account, then you are going to be receiving one with a chip. For the business, if it's a business account, not just yet. We have to wait about a month or two more for that chip card to come in.
No, this is it's a personal account. I'm a DBA,
yeah.
But it's not like I have a LLC or anything like that. Do you know why they waited so long? I mean, I know credit unions in San Antonio that issued chip cards not last year, but the year before in 2014.
Well, the thing is, the chip cards were already out for credit cards. The only people that had chip cards were people that had credit cards. Those are the only people that had them. Debit cards had a different time frame. Like Chase actually just sent out their chip cards, I believe, on January. We had to postpone our release we had to update some information on those chip cards. That's why.
Well, Frost at the Texas Bank, I could care less what Chase does. I mean, that's one reason I bank with Frost, because it is, quote-unquote, a Texas bank. And so you think I should just stay the course and stick with everything at Frost and not look into other banking options?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were just trying to take care of your account, sir. That's why we're reissuing your card, letting you know. I understand what you're saying, that obviously we didn't inform you very properly on what the situation happened, and you had to find out through the mail. But I can go ahead and let my supervisor know about that, but I can pass it on. But, yeah, I mean, we were just trying to protect your account, make sure that you received all the information that you needed, and I do apologize for the inconvenience that you have to change your debit card again.
I just wanted to make sure, but you seem to be very well informed about everything that's going on, so I'll keep an eye out for my new card. Thank you, Jesus.
You're very welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, sir. Thank you very kindly.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Frost. You have a good day.
Yes, sir. Bye now. Okay, well, I got to say, it wasn't – I mean, if I was going to lay a grade on that, I don't know, a B? B plus? I don't know, B minus? You guys can come to your own conclusions. That when I talk about using a musical metaphor, I got to say the empathy wasn't terrible. I'm sure he's getting a lot of calls. You can hear all the people talking in the background. I'm sure he's getting lots and lots of calls every day about stuff like this. And candidly, a guy working at the contact center probably doesn't even know who the social media manager is for Frost Bank. So maybe that's my next move, to see how they respond to that. Maybe I can share that information with you on a forthcoming show. But I'd ask you to think about it. The way he handled that call, did it impress you? Did it, you know, the thing at Frost here in town and in Texas, the branding is, hey, we're your neighbor, we're the people you talk to across the fence out on the ranch and this kind of thing. I don't know if I got that from him. I felt his demeanor was a little flat, but again, he's dealing with a complaint. It's probably 9 times out of 10, he just gets, hey, can you look at my account, or did this item clear, that kind of thing. But when you make contact with people, one of two things happens. It reinforces the value of the brand, or it takes away from the value of the brand. This one, I don't know. I'm going to let you guys decide on that, and maybe we can talk about that next time. Hey, folks. I don't think he interviewed that way. You know, I always say be the person you were in the interview. I don't think he interviewed, I'd like to work at Frost Bank. I don't know. Maybe the guy's tired. It is 8:12 in the morning here on Thursday morning in New Braunfels, Texas. I don't know where the call center is. I think it's down near Corpus Christi. But anyway, I couldn't give that one an A or an A-. That's in the B, maybe even C-plus range. It was average, if you ask me. But at least he had the information. So he's obviously getting a lot of these calls. Anyway, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. And, man, Frost Bank, would you kindly use social media for its intended purpose, to socially inform people about important items. And that way, like GT Financial, we can be in business forever. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.